Ready to go. Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Maine Department of Transportation's bid opening for April 19th. The first project we're going to open up today is bids for Main Street Bridge Replacement and Sidewalk Construction in the town of Yarmouth. Our first bidder is from T-Buck Construction of Turner, Maine. Total bid, $4,999,919.00. Our next bid is submitted by CPM Constructors of Freeport, Maine. Total bid, $4,362,145.57. Next bid is submitted by Wyman & Simpson Incorporated of Richmond, Maine. Total bid, $4,824,798.00.
Final bid.
The final bid in this project is submitted by Reed & Reed Incorporated of Woolwich, Maine. Total bid, $4,349,358.00. Okay, the next project we're going to open up today is pavement milling, hot mix asphalt overlay in the city of Augusta. First bid today is submitted by Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Total bid, $2,288,168.20.
Final bid.
Final bid today is submitted by Pike Industries, Fairfield, Maine. Total bid, $2,291,871.50. The next project we're going to open up today is large culvert rehabilitation in the town of Damariscotta. First bid we're going to open up is from Gordon Contracting Incorporated of Sangerville, Maine. Total bid, $275,970.00. Next bid is submitted by Hagar Enterprises Incorporated, Dan Scott of Maine. Total bid, $375,000.00. Next bid submitted by CPM Constructors of Freeport, Maine. Total bid, $267,741.00. Next bid submitted by Emery Lee and Sons of Millinocket, Maine. Total bid, $173,320.00.
Final bid.
Final bid for this product submitted by CLH and Sons of Auburn, Maine. Total bid, $208,644.76.
Oh, she's up and running.
Okay. Let's talk
louder. I'll try.
I'll get it up as high as it can go.
Maybe it's the glare. Okay, next bit we're going to open up today is crack sealing in Region 2. Our first bidder on this project is Coastal Road Repair of Windham, Maine. Total bid, $72,220.31. Our last bid was submitted by Coastal Road Repair, $72,220.31. Okay, why don't we take a break for just a minute? See if we can get this result. Okay, I think we're up and ready to go. What we're going to do is we are going to finish opening up this bid, and then I will review the results of the previous three bids that we opened, just so everybody can get up to speed, whoever couldn't hear us. Right now, we are opening bids for crack sealing in Region 2.
Everybody can log in at once. We've never used the camera one before because we're not sure how to hook it up. It's something in Adobe. Adobe is the issue.
Okay, well, in that case, what we'll do is we'll just continue reading and we will post the results online.
I do have, we are recording it here.
Okay.
An audio recording.
Good. Okay, well, it's regularly scheduled. Okay, again, we are opening up crack sealing for Region 2. Our next bid is submitted by Nikon Coatings Incorporated. Total bid. $81,975.50.
Final bid.
Okay. Our final bidder on this project is submitted by ANSI Incorporated of Johnson City, New York. Total bid, $85,460.20. The next project we're going to open up today is pavement millings and hot mix asphalt overlay in the towns of Dyer Brook, Island Falls, Crystal, and Sherman.
Only bid.
The only bid submitted on this project was submitted by Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Total bid, $7,949,985.00. Okay, the next project we're going to open up today is pavement millings and hot mix asphalt overlay in the towns of Belmont and the city of Belfast. First bid submitted by Lane Construction Corporation, Bangor, Maine. Total bid, $2,052,332.20. Next bid submitted by Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Total bid, $2,197,710.30.
Final bid.
Final bid for this project was submitted by Sargent Corporation of Stillwater, Maine. Total bid, $2,187,510.00. The next bid we're going to open up today is for Sumner Bridge wearing surface replacement in the town of Amherst. First bid of this project submitted by Gordon Contractors, Sangerville, Maine. Total bid, $327,970.00.
Final bid.
The final bid on this project was submitted by T-Buck Construction of Auburn, Maine. Total bid, $419,000.00. The next project we're going to open up today is hot mix asphalt overlay in the city of Lewiston. Our first bid was submitted by the Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Total bid, $737,340.50. Our next bid was submitted by Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Total bid, $665,426.50.
Final bid.
Okay, the final bid on this product was submitted by Crooker Construction of Topsom, Maine. Total bid, $627,566.08. The next product we're going to open up today is Recreational Trail, the town of Forks. Our first bid today is submitted by Comprehensive Land Technologies of South China, Maine. Total bid, $274,535.00. The next bid today is submitted by Bedard Excavation of South Paris, Maine. Total bid, $284,090.00. Next bid submitted by is Ellis Construction of Farmingdale, Maine. Total bid, $242,573.96. OK, Okay, that was Ellis Construction, Farmingdale, Maine. Total bid, $242,573.96. Our next bid is submitted by Roundy's Paving of Newport, Maine. Total bid, $270,988.58. Next bid submitted by Ranger Contractor Incorporated of Oakland, Maine. Total bid, $297,218.00. Our next bid is submitted by Durago Timberlands of North Anson, Maine. Total bid, $183,850.00. Our next bid is submitted by Gordon Contractor Incorporated, Sangerville, Maine. Total bid, $380,052.00.
Final bid.
Final bid.
The last bid in this project is submitted by Jordan Excavation of Kingfield, Maine. Total bid, $239,335.00. Okay, next project we're going to open up today is fencing relocation replacement at the Augusta City Airport.
Only bid.
Okay, the only bid on this product was submitted by St. Laurent Son of Lewiston, Maine. Total bid, $377,821.50. Well, for those of you that can hear me, thank you very much for submitting your bids and watching our bid opening. Have a nice day.